AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVOE News Time is now 8:29. Newsmaker 2 time today. Dwayne Haskett joins us as we talk about Bike MS and his long-standing partnership and really participation in this fundraiser.
Yeah, coming up this weekend. Dwayne, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Pumped. Ready. Counting down. Ready to start.
So when is Bike MS?
When is it? It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Garmin, Garmin lot in Olathe.
That's the launch point, and you mentioned 2 days, so how long are your rides both days?
Well, there's two options. I think the first day it's like about 72, and there's also a second option that's about 40 miles, and then there's a century option on Saturday if you want to partake on that, and then Sunday, it's a little smaller. I think it's about 67 and 40.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Dwayne, how long are you planning on going? Are you planning on doing the longer routes then?
Oh, on Saturday, although I'm kind of, depends on, I'll probably check the weather and stuff. If it's light rain, the long one, but if it's going to be like a heavier stuff, I plan a long one, but I'll definitely pay attention to the weather.
Well, they're long enough.
Long,
yeah.
Any options that you choose, that's for sure. Again, Dwayne Haskett is our guest this morning talking about his ride in Bike MS. So how many years now, Dwayne?
30 years. Started 1994.
So how did this all start, Dwayne?
Oh, I guess I don't know what it is. Sort of on a whim, I biked some on my own, before, although it used to be on a mountain bike, so I saw a bunch of riders, this would have been 1993, the year before in the fall. Oh, they were doing Bike MS, and at the time, it used to go through, it stopped in Emporia at the time, and I thought, maybe I'll try it next year, and I got to Peak, and I got information, and sent me, at the time, it was a whole different, got like spreadsheets, actually got actual sponsors. I kept one copy and they sent them, and then and all my pledges, I like mailed them off, and checks I mailed off, and the next year I did, and that started at Pika, and then for the first 4 years, it came to Emporia.
Wow. How have things changed besides that over the last 30 years? Essentially taking Emporia off of the route, but how have things changed since then?
Oh, the way I fundraised, definitely more of a, I was like a salesman. I went door to door, more direct things, I have a few phone calls, and I did it for almost, the first couple of years I did it before I even got on the internet, and then later on, like Messenger and stuff, and then I gradually more and more online and stuff. That's probably one of the biggest ones. And I got full, like around 2010. The majority of it was sort of like online and stuff.
Nearly. I guess 1 million people now in the U.S. live with MS, a devastating, unpredictable disease, and money raised through Bike MS here. Goes to research and also services to ensure people affected by MS have the resources they need to live their best lives. So this is a big multiple sclerosis fundraiser that Dwayne has been involved with now 30 years. And How is fundraising going this year, Dwayne?
Well, I'm waiting for something to clear, but as of now, I'm about $3,600 as of yesterday. It goes in spurts. I mean, I collected almost from different people almost $300 yesterday.
Nice.
Awesome. What was your goal?
Well, I guess I didn't check. Well, I guess that each year it's sort of. I never know a change in life and circumstances.
Yeah.
I guess I had set about $2,500, and that was. And then a secondary go is maybe try to match. Last year it was almost $3,800. Last year I collected about $3,790, so I'm a couple $100 from matching last year.
Well, let's get that taken care of.
Let's do that.
Let's put Dwayne over the. Let's get him to 4,000 at least here.
Ooh, let's do that.
Goal of 2,500. If people would like to donate, Dwayne, you mentioned online. Is there a place that people can go to donate or find you here in town somewhere?
Well, some people are wary of online and stuff, you know. So I mean, if they want to drop checks, I mean, I worked a sweet Granada in the afternoons. You know, you can drop them. I'm there. You know, that's what you know if they want to do it directly. And
that's a good place to stop. You know.
Oh, just in general terms,
make
yeah.
a donation. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a few. Yeah, just yesterday, and then. Oh, on a side note, you know, you mentioned I always wondered how much I've collected all together. You know, it's hard to keep track. Well, the best gauge is, well, I saw a thing where the last 5 years, you know, almost $17,000. Now it's just, who knows, before that, I have no idea. I'm guessing 50 or 60,000, you know, I might be underword, you know, but I know about $17,000 just in the past 5 years, about.
That is amazing.
You're doing awesome work, my friend.
Thank you.
That is awesome. So you mentioned 2 days. So when do things start on Saturday then?
Well, they start when it's light enough, you know, and they deem it start shortly after 7.
Okay.
There's different groups, you know, like the so you don't have kind of like Unbound Gravel. The people do the long one start first, doing that group, and they're doing the shorter start about 15 to 20 minutes later.
So 70 miles, no problem for you on one day?
Well, knock on wood, you know, get in shape and it doesn't hurt. And, I mean, I was up in Lawrence last weekend and I rode like part of the route. You know, while I didn't do 70 miles and stuff, it's a little bit hilly up there. So I got a little braced for some of the conditions and elements I'll face.
Well, people who know you know that that's how you travel around. You're on bike all the time, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That is your mode of travel. So you're in pretty good shape, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a mixture of like hardcore insane, or sometimes all of the above, you know.
Dwayne,
guess ice is about the only thing that probably really keeps me off.
Jeez. Dwayne, how long have you been cycling now? Because I know it's been a long time, but how long have you been cycling?
Oof. Well, I did probably 50-some years. You know, I mean, I confess, though, and definitely didn't, like, in grade school, like, ever had a bike, you know, remember the old banana seat bikes, but then I really didn't do that much in high school. I guess all this mentality, like I once rode my bike to school, no one else did. I go, nope, you know. So I really didn't do a whole lot in the high school except during the summers. But I kind of got back into it in the 80s and then ever since, constantly.
Well, you're doing great work here, and we want to wish you the best of luck at Bike MS. So what, you're launching out of Garmin, what, Olathe, is that where you said?
Yes, and then kind of goes through like Miami, Johnson, Douglas counties, and like overnight at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in Lawrence, and the next day it kind of sort of backtracks. I mean, it's a little shorter, you know, but it's similar to that going back, and it ends at Garmin too on Sunday afternoon.
Well, folks, stop on down Sweet Granada and make a donation to Bike MS and Dwayne Haskett doing and awesome work here, Dwayne.
Yes, and those that are online, you know, go to MS Society and like events, the Kansas City Ride, and look for Ryder, which would be me. You know, that's how they kind of do it online.
Yeah, if you Google Bike MS, it'll take you where you need to go.
There
right,
you go.
And not only that, but I mean, another big change, you know, it used to be pretty much just around Emporia and like family, but now I've definitely gotten gotten nationwide, because I got donors, friends that live in the surrounding states and all the way from Georgia. So my efforts have definitely expanded beyond Kansas and Missouri.
Outstanding.
Well, congratulations on your efforts so far, and good luck this weekend, Dwayne. Keep us posted.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And hope for dry weather or close to it.
All right, Dwayne. Hey, thanks. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, Dwayne Haskett. 30 years now of riding in the Bike MS fundraiser. And that's coming up this weekend. Good luck, Dwayne.
And, again, if you want to help out, just simply go online and find them, or just simply head over to